Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So the moment of suspense is over. I kind of led up to a kind of a hypothesis that I came to thinking about why the Israelis were put through all these shots. Right up there at the top with some of these other draconian regimes. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, they're genociding the Jews. No, they're not. You know what they're doing? They're inoculating them against some race-specific bio-warfare that they're going to release in that area. That's what my thought is. They're going to release something on the Jordanians, the Palestinians, and part of Syria and Lebanon. They are going to try to decimate the population surrounding Israel to where they can expand and create this greater Israel. So it's a completely different concoction of chemicals that they were given. This is my theory, and I came upon it just the other night. They're inoculating them against the PNAC. Remember PNAC, the race-specific stuff? They're inoculating them to protect them against what they're going to release on the surrounding Semitic Arabs in the area. That is my guesstimation. They're going to bio-warfare the surrounding area. Anybody agree with that? We'll see. I'll open the phones in a little bit. But this is from State of the Nation. Here's the main reason why Russia has to completely neutralize Ukraine. Russia's special military operation in Ukraine is a moral imperative. Okay, Operation Azovstal, Azovstal, Putin's very special military operation to protect Russia and expose the global bio war against humanity. Russia was forced to launch its special military operation in Ukraine to terminate the raging bio-war waged by the U.S., U.K., NATO, Ukraine, bio-terrorist, and I would say Israeli, Ukraine, Khazaria 2.0, remember that, from its secret underground operational headquarters located at the Azovstal Iron and Steel Works in Mariupol, Ukraine, against the people of Donbass and Western Russia, and I would say possibly the Arabs surrounding Israel. But let's keep moving. Here's why Russia was forced to invade Ukraine. The epic battle for Mariupol really concerned the Russian war on the Pentagon-sponsored bioweapon labs hidden in the bowels of the Azovstal steel plant, as well as the many other heretofore secret biolabs scattered around the country. Excuse me. To date, the Russian military has shut down 30-plus bioweapon labs across the Ukraine. However, the main bioweapon lab being systematically used to carry out future bioterrorist operations in Donbass, and I would say surrounding Israel, and Western Russia is strategically located in Mariupol, at the massive Azovstal complex. Key point, the city of Mariupol is situated less than 40 miles from the Russian border, which is why Azovstal was selected to house one of the largest bioweapon labs in the world. Not only was it based right in Donbass, but Azovstal was the closest biolab from which to launch bioattacks against Russia. This is why Russia is so determined not to blow up Azovstal or even to neutralize the 1,000-plus Azov Nazis hold up there behind human shields, innocent Ukrainian citizens. The women and children in particular were likely forced into the sprawling Azovstal plant as a defensive stratagem against an all-out Russian attack. But it's the U.S. and NATO military leaders, Western intel agents, AFU officers, and Ukraine soldiers skulked in Azovstal that Russia really wants and is willing to protect, especially those who are privy to the bioterrorist operation. Putin knows exactly what the Azovstal biolabs were up to. He also needs to preserve the evidence so he can show the whole world what the U.S., U.K., U.A., NATO bioterror group was planning to unleash in both Donbass and Russia. This is precisely why the Azov Nazis were given such free rein to terrorize the citizens of Mariupol. They were acting on orders from their NATO command, Pentagon masters, and CIA overlords to exert absolute control over the Azovstal bioterror crime scene. Isn't that why these hardcore neo-Nazis are called the Azov Battalion, as in Azovstal? See, same kind of spelling here. It's the first four letters of Azovstal. These battle-hardened mercenaries were put there to provide brutal defensive and protective services for the Zio Anglo-American bioterrorist operations. Okay, and you can go on and read the rest of this, but Azovstal and the Azov Battalion, very, very interesting connection there. Let's take Jerry in Louisiana. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I want to change the subject a little bit, but not really, because we always bring up Israelis. I don't want to keep it too long, because, like, I could probably talk for the whole show, but I've been watching some Bible scholars, right? And there's one that supposedly, his name is Rabbi Tobias, Tavia Singer or something, and he appears on these atheist shows, right?
Yeah.
But they allow him to just take a living dump on the New Testament, but when he talks about the Old Testament being right, they don't say shit to him, dude.
Right, like, right.
Like they can't. What's their problem, dude?
Well,
I don't understand.
Hold on. Satan's kingdom's not divided against itself. The atheist and the Talmudic Jew are actually allies due to the fact that they both hate the New Testament. They both hate Christ. You see?
Right. And he sounds like a snake when he talks. You can find him on YouTube. I mean, he's freaking like, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Continue with the show, man. Good chill. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Let's take Dan in Washington. Dan, what's on your mind, bro?
Hey, great show tonight. I called about Elon Musk, but real quick on the bioweapon angle, I listened to Fascination as well. They went into this Wuhan lab, and basically it was totally ran by the tribe, and they were doing research on SARS, because I guess SARS is like a it doesn't really affect most people around the world except in the Middle East somehow.
Remember MERS? Remember MERS?
Maybe it was MERS. It could have been that as well.
Yeah. So, It just came to me one night. I'm like, maybe the shots that they're giving the Israelis are what they think is going to protect them when they try to freaking bioterror all the Arabs.
It could be. From what they were saying on the show was just that they're so paranoid of this MERS or SARS or whatever it is that they were, you know, doing this research over there, and maybe they messed up, or maybe, like you're saying, it is a bioweapon. I could see that totally.
Look, militaries and everything else, you know, every Israeli basically has to serve in the military, because they're kind of like, unless they're like a Haredi, like an ultra-Orthodox goofball. But think about them saying, okay, because look at all the inoculations they make, you know, soldiers take here and all those other places. They're like, let's inoculate our population. And later on down the road, at the right point, we're going to release the hell on these Arabs, and then we'll all be protected. Now, I'm not saying that it'll work, but I could see them thinking like that. And, you know, because there's people talking like in the Israel 365 News and Jerusalem Post. There's people talking about taking the Temple Mount with all these clashes right now with the Palestinians and stuff. They're talking about taking the Temple Mount from the palace, you know, from the Arabs.
Yeah, that could be a disaster. And, you know, that kind of goes into Musk and Trump and the philo-Semitism of Trump that, you know, it's real dangerous, really. He made us betray a lot of our historical allies, and just totally for Israel, you know. And I don't want to go to war with Iran. And I don't have anything against Lebanese people or Syrians and, you know, what they've done over there.
Dude, if you look at pictures of Syria, if you look at pictures of Syria before everybody went in there and wrecked it, that was an awesome freaking country.
Yeah,
I'm talking.
I knew a guy in college from Lebanon. He was Muslim, but they were like really moderate. I mean, he would go out and party and stuff. And
well, President Assad, look at all the Christmas celebrations historically that were always in Syria. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like some freaking Salafist nutty regime over there. It was very secular to where Christians, man, you know, they did their thing. They had mass transit, high rises, power grid, all this. It's sick.
Yeah, if you had to live in the Middle East before all this happened, you'd probably pick Syria or Lebanon or one of these countries if you wanted to live over there. And of course, those are our enemies, right? Because
that's all part of the greater Israel. Right. It's got to get smashed up. Yeah, you got to create the omelet here and smash these eggs. You see.
Well, that leads me to one thing about Trump that I don't want to keep bashing him, but one of the only good things I thought he did was he supposedly let Russia defeat ISIS, and I was studying these new electronic warfare Russia has, where they can basically, they're way more advanced than us. They can knock out all our drones. They can disrupt satellite signal. If you go on YouTube, it's like these four big towers they set up, and within 5,000 kilometers, they can screw up GPS and all this stuff. And I think that's what happened when Trump launched all those Tomahawk missiles. Remember, he launched like 100 and something Tomahawks. And I thought, oh, Trump's just trying to make the neocons happy. That's why they all landed in basically an airfield, right?
Yeah.
But what people were saying is this Russian electronic warfare, they just set that up and basically kicked us out of there.
Well, hell, look what they did to leaving our ship sitting there floating with no power, sitting there and zapped them. Yeah.
Well, and that leads me to Musk real quick, because I did it backwards. I was going to bring up the head of the snake first, but Musk just launched the satellite, and I think it was with the Defense Department, SpaceX, and I think it was kind of to start fighting this electronic warfare, and then Musk a few weeks ago got in an argument with the head of Chechnya. Basically, remember that? And he was saying, the head of Chechnya said, you need to come to our training camp and we'll fix you up, and you're not a tough guy and all this stuff.
Yeah. Ramzan Kadyrov, he's hilarious. That dude. Well, they're all, them dudes are all into MMA, and I mean, that's where Khamzat's from. Khamzat Chimaev, he's a killer right on the rise in the UFC. The Dagestanis and the Chechens, man, these dudes are hardcore.
Real quick, I'm like, is Musk serious? Like, is Musk just mad? Maybe he's really against Russia, and this could be part of this Twitter move. Watching satellites, picking fights.
All these people are all in the alternative media, and even in some pro-white circles are just giddy about Musk. And I'm like, dude, you better watch it. Yeah. I don't trust this guy.
Did you watch the head of the snake? Remember the testimony of the lady that was basically the sex slave of Epstein. It's called, she did that video called The Head of the Snake, Maxwell Mossad.
Oh, yeah. I played parts of that on the broadcast.
Yeah. Remember at the very end, she's making a painting and she's drawing Bill Gates and she put Elon Musk in there.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Musk and Musk allegedly, Zelenko sitting there, and and I sent this out to like other people, other hosts and stuff. But there was a video of a big pile of cocaine, and then it was Zelensky looking at a laptop. And guess who the two people on the laptop were? It was Elon Musk and Rabbi Shmuley Boteach. You know, runs around with Bannon and all these guys. Yeah, that was Michael Jackson's rabbi. Yeah.
No Michael Jackson at a rally.
Well, you know, that Shmuley hung out with him. But see, Shmuley, Shmuley is this guy, he runs around in political circles too, and there's a picture of Steve Bannon and Shmuley when Bannon was in the White House. And behind Bannon was talking about biometric identification and all this crap. You know, the UK and the EU are huge on this authentication crap, and then so is the big tech crowd, and now Musk takes over Twitter, and he's talking about, well, we got to get rid of these bots, so we're going to authenticate all humans. You see where that can go?
What I'm afraid of is he'll let everybody on that's kind of a kosher right wing, and then keep... I'll see if he puts, like, David Duke back on and people like that back on.
If
he doesn't, then it's kind of scary because I don't want a big new Trump. I mean, we're kind of screwed. We have no good leadership. But
dude, here's what's happening. They're putting the Republicans. They're letting them have Twitter as a steam valve, okay, to make it think like, oh, the Q crowd and everybody else, you see, they're all the bullhorn. They took it away from the deep state and the communists, and now they put it in the hands of the Republican wing of the Republican Party, you see. And then Musk is a real, you know, he's a real mixed bag, and I don't like all the transhuman and the AI stuff and the Neuralace, especially playing around with all these animals' brains, and then you know, all these sucker humans are going to be lining up for the stuff. And then what's going to happen to our soldiers? You see,
right. He's
balls deep with the Pentagon and NASA with the Starlink crap. Now he's got Twitter.
Yeah, like that satellite he just launched up was Defense Department related. I think,
there's a bunch of them. What do you think he's a front for? You think anybody from the United States, some private guy, is going to be able to launch satellites into space unless he is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the freaking Pentagon, CIA, NASA crowd? You think they'd let him take one satellite into space? Come on. We've got to grow up.
All right, man. Well, I'll let other callers get on. Have a good night. Thanks.
All right. It's just like Bezos with his stuff and Richard Branson with his stuff all going into space. You don't think that these guys have to be vetted 50 ways from Sunday by the real government to launch objects into space? Bezos owns the cloud for the CIA. He owns the Washington Post. I mean, come on. That's the type of people they'll let go into space as civilians, as privateers. Go ahead. Let's take Bruce in Texas. Bruce, what's up?
Hey, Robert. Long time.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And Semper Fi, too. We both served around the same time. Yeah. MCRD, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, what you're talking about is right on Elon Musk. I mean, they have him by the short hairs. I look at this Q crowd versus the woke. It's kind of like watching a football game on TV, you know. It's kind of entertaining, but, you know, it's just a game. They're playing the game because they see the writing on the wall that they pushed their program through CP Joe, and people are mad, so they're gonna open up for the other side to take another turn, you know, the two wings of the same bird.
Yeah, I don't know how long the bird's going to remain flying, though. The bird's about to take a dirt nap.
Yeah.
And then that's all orchestrated. Check? I mean, dude, think about this. You can't have all the things happening as far as, okay, burning up fuel, food processors and all this. Then purposely bottlenecking the rail lines from freaking fertilizers getting up into the places in the country where we're going to need it to grow food and all this. This is all artificial. The ports out there in Long Beach, it was completely, all of this was artificial scarcity and an artificial Soviet-style Holodomor in the making right now. And unfortunately, people want to blame it on A, B, C, and D. It's like, dude, when you look at how much wealth these gangsters at BlackRock and Vanguard and all them at State Street, And they can tell all these little piddly corporations what to do. The shipping guy, hey, leave your ships here. Oh, you rail guys, you know, I covered the Paysewer family and then Warren Buffett all being into rail. These people can tell. They can turn the spigot off. They can turn the spigot off on our food because it's everything's so consolidated. Everything is so packed in tight that you got these oligarchs, these plutocrats at the top. Like, hey, all right, let's just cause it now. It's time. Let's cause this starvation. And then, boom, it's happening.
Yeah, yeah. Wall Street runs everything, and we know who runs Wall Street. And if a corporation doesn't want to go along with the agenda, they'll you know, have some bad shows there on CNBC. You know, some bad forecast.
They'll crash it, get a new board. They'll crash it, get a new board and a new CEO, and they'll do what they're told. And then, the profits will come back. The shareholders will be happy, and they don't need, see all. Guess who owns all these shares in a lot of these companies? A lot of it's all these pension funds too, the unions, the government, different, you know, counties and states, and blah 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 blah. And then you got the big boys, you know, and they control more of a percentage, so they get these, they get to throw their weight around into the agenda of these corporations.
We're just pieces on a monopoly board, and they're playing the game.
Well, what's crazy is what happens when all these labor unions, you know, your pipe fitters, your electricians, when all their freaking pensions blow up.
They'll get an EBT card, I guess, you know.
Well, I mean, you're going to have a lot of pissed off left wingers in the labor unions who paid into these unions their whole time, and then they're retired and they expect. And then you got all these government workers that paid in and they're expecting their checks. And guess what? They're going to blow it all up one of these days. And then they're going to put forth this digital freaking currency. And they're going to do this reset. And that reset's going to be a big old haircut.
Well, look at this. Look at this here. I live very close to a bunch of big refineries here in the Houston area. Port of Houston, Pasadena, you know, it's like the petrochemical center of the United States. They have, like, you used to see, you know, big old redneck guys were driving trucks, you know, with lunch boxes. They're all Hispanic now.
Yeah.
And they're teaching ESL at these trade schools. They're getting replaced, man. Yeah. It's really sad to see, man. You know, it's, that's why, and then you see the white guys that I see now, they're meth heads, man. It's just depressing as hell.
Quaker.
They're just destroying.
Yeah.
Look at everything that's going on to our country, Russian disinformation. Well, I don't see Russia doing any of this. And if you took a ledger and you put down on the left United States or the West, you know, and then you put on the right Russia, list all the lies on the left that you have heard from the United States government, and then list all the lies on the right that you've heard from Putin.
All right, man.
Yeah, hey, one more thing before I go. Did you catch Kevin Barrett's false flag weekly news today? He had Scott Bennett on.
Yeah, I didn't catch it this week. What was up?
It's so annoying because this guy, I mean, I've communicated with him through emails, what have you, and Barrett is always aloof. You know, he just, you know, he has that educator mindset, Fulbright scholar and all this crap, so he doesn't answer to anybody. And these guys go on and on about the Nazis in the Ukraine, the Nazis, it's the Nazis. Okay, these Nazis are no more Hitler Nazis than, I guess, the Blues Brothers Nazis are.
There are some guys over there that are leftovers, like ideologically, from some of these guys in World War II that were aligned with the fascists in World War II, but they don't realize that you've been taken over by a bunch of kosher mobsters and you're doing their bidding. And so
it's a European ISIS.
It's unfortunate that a lot of these guys, and look, they've still got sour grapes due to the Russians and what happened with the Holodomor and during the Soviet times. And I get that. But at the same time, you have to realize the Jewish gangsters like Zelensky and his controllers, they're just going to grind up those guys. They're going to get rid of them.
Yeah, they flew out all the Jewish billionaires and millionaires out of Kiev before it all started.
So those guys are cannon fodder for right now anyway. It's really a depressing situation. Yeah. There's probably some good guys there that are just stuck in a false paradigm of what it appears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All righty, guys. Thank you.
All right. Before I move on, Mr. Producer, clip 11. This is a minute and something. This is a Chabad Lubavitcher rabbi speaking among his own. Let's listen to this one. Go ahead and clip 11.
Asking what's going to be with the Goyim when Mashiach comes. Will they be destroyed and annihilated? Someone asks, who cares? Okay. As a nation, they'll cease to exist, even as individuals. Every individual, no survivors. Not only as a nation, they'll cease to exist, even as individuals. As Goyim, they're gone. Their personality, they're, as they exist, bifnei atzmam, as they would exist independently of Klal Yisrael, they don't exist. They're done. In modern terminology, they call it cultural genocide. There's a term for it by the progressives. It's called cultural genocide. And Itaki used the word genocide. So that's the opinion who says v'karka kol b'nei sheis that they'll be annihilated v'slent azay. They basically learn there's going to be cultural genocide. That you know what the goyim as they exist as goyim b'fnei atzmam, that's done with. Batul mevatul.
All right. So yeah, we're facing a cultural genocide. We're all going to be happy under the Noahide system. Isn't that nice? And those of us that don't want to come under the Noahide system will be beheaded. That's Noahide law. Just like the Book of Revelation says, they'll behead you and they think they do God a service. Now that goes with some of the more nuttier Salafist Islamic people, but it's also some of these nutty Lubavitcher-style Jews. They'll behead you when their Moshiach, the Antichrist, comes, and they'll have power for a little short time, and they'll be thinking they're serving God, and it'll be the evil one. You know, they're going to get duped. So this is how this is going to work out. Coming up on break, I don't want to take a call till after the bottom of the hour. So we just went through the sacrifice window. Remember when Columbine, Virginia Tech shooter, all these deadly Waco, all these things, Oklahoma City, all these things, these happened in this certain window in mid to late April, April 19th, 20th. And look at, we got this sacrifice going on over here in the Ukraine. They've always loved to do bloodletting in that time. So now we're in the month of mayhem. We'll see what happens.
I had my fair share of hard times. In my life, I must confess. When it comes down to living,
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The
This is your Liberty Minute for day 776 of 15 days to flatten the curve. The Wuhan flu federal emergency declaration was renewed on February 18th by President Biden. But yesterday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said, "We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase." So the 15 days to flatten the curve started 776 days ago. The CDC eviction moratorium lasted over a year before it was declared unconstitutional. The public transit mask mandate lasted over 2 years before a judge struck it down. The fight over mandating the emergency use of experimental vaccines continues in courts even after thousands have lost their jobs. Is there any chance government spending in the name of coronavirus will end before 2030? Not if the progressives and fearmongers get their way. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pacem Parabellum.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Power of the broadcast coming your way. Wanted to get this in real quick. Why is the Disinformation Governance Board needed now? We need to ask ourselves why now. Is there one catalyst in play that forced the coup leaders to form a Ministry of Truth? Let's look at the possible reasons. Twitter has been taken out of play as one of the main social media platforms which censors free speech. What measures will be taken by Elon Musk should be known shortly. I'm skeptical, like we were all just talking about. Ukraine-Russia war. The Biden narrative that Russia invaded Ukraine is falling apart. The Russians have played our demented president like an unstrung fiddle as their power economy and ruble have all increased. The third world war to cover up Biden and Obama crime families will cost the world much more than the big guys 10%. Three, the COVID-19 pandemic and its vaccination pogrom have unraveled. The reporting of the mass genocide at the hands of, that remains to be seen, Fauci Inc. and CCP and Mossad and everybody else need to be suppressed. It appears that more people have died as a result of the vaccine than at the hands of the virus. The Hunter Biden laptop has been verified as true. And all these people were complicit in the cover-up. The Durham report is leaking, releasing information about the Russian dossier, the truth concerning Hillary Clinton, Perkins Coie, the DNC, Adam Schiff, and two manufactured Senate impeachments need to be addressed. Dinesh D'Souza's 2000 Mules movie documenting the overthrow of the Republic by manipulating the presidential elections coming out. The border policy is swamping the country with drugs, addicts, disease, economic collapse, child sex trafficking. And, the January 6th political prisoners are coming to trial. The evidence is showing a much more different picture than what Lugosi has stated. How much damage control can the Disinformation Governance Board handle? It appears that the DHS is being used as the fall guy for the impending collapse. It does not matter. The House of Cards is falling down, and it will take down the entire West with it. We'll see. There's more things happening, and probably the Holodomor, the starvation, which very well could happen, or the next scamdemic, which could be right on the horizon, and so forth and so on. There's a lot to it here. Let's get back to the phones. Mark in Philadelphia.
Hello, Robert.
Hey.
Listen, I came up with a new name for you. It just occurred to me.
Okay.
Lightning Laser Razor Edge Ravel.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You're focused. You're sharp. You're laser focused, and you strike the lightning rod, and man, it all the falsity falls right down.
So, hey, I've got one for Blackbird 9, who I listened to his broadcast Wednesday, the Blackbird 9 Trading Post, and it's over there on Speak Free. But he uses the term Mockingbird Media a lot, and I came up with one for Matzah Bird Media instead of Mockingbird.
Well,
Matzah Bird Media.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
So on the note, what you're saying about the vaccinations in Israel from the get go, you see, look, we got to remember, we're in a theater, and these people think they are the master magicians and master hypnotists and the master deceivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're theater. So when that came out, I said, "Oh yeah, really? Oh, they're it's in multiplicity of purpose, Robert. Multiplicity of purpose. They don't want to kill two birds with one stone. They want to kill 10. And when they do, they want to make a whole lot of money on the side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Creative destruction for profit. There you go.
Yeah.
And they've infiltrated us to the max for a long time, and it's aware of it. So my take on it is they're promoting, like, well, we're all going along. See, they're promoting conformity for the rest of us. Well, there's got to be some good ones, and they're doing the right thing, and they're trying to protect their own people, really, by taking the vaccine? I don't think so. I hold them in suspect in every single thing that they do and say. Well,
sure,
yeah.
I do, too. And at first, I thought maybe they just gave everybody placebos there in Israel. But then I started thinking, I'm really looking at the biological warfare angle, and I'm like, you know what? They could really be thinking that they're inoculating people against, if there is going to be another release of something, then they would love to use something genetic specific to the surrounding populations. And that's why I came up with that kind of a hypothesis. It's like, look, they might be actually trying to inoculate them against a future release where they're going to try to depopulate the surrounding area. Therefore, they can expand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. More on here. This whole deal about pushing us, into all electric everything, right? That has to do with control circuit, because they can control it. The cash for clunkers? Get rid of the old technology, because we all appreciate those bells and whistles and that higher efficiency, right? Yeah, but you can't fix your own damn thing if you can't, it's all electronified in control circuits.
Yeah, well, I got my old muscle car that I've had since I was a kid. It's been sitting for a lot of years, and it's about to come out of the motor shop, so I'm going to have me an old 60s muscle car for this apocalyptic scenario.
There you go. So here's a little note on that. Sunoco had a major distillery here in Philadelphia. Well, in 2019, there had a sudden explosion, which might be considered Jewish lightning. You know what I'm saying?
Because
here's the deal. Now they're going to tear the thing down, and what are they going to put in its place? Well, they're going to do gene research. Isn't that amazing?
Great.
Yeah,
great.
Right. Like, we need more of that. And that goes along with what you just said about Israel. I mean, it's connect the dots time, big time here. So I want to bring up Aaron and Melissa Dykes.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a lot of good work. The Minds of Men was pretty good, and the truth. Now they're talking about the trust game. They've got a series going with that. Well, just a couple of days ago, Melissa brought out a video about almost 2 hours long about the housing crisis. And I don't know, and I think the other producer earlier today, he had posted it because I brought it up on Farron's show on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't watched it, you got to watch it. And okay. I know you're probably knowledgeable about a lot of it, but there's some detail in there that just it will blow your mind. So BlackRock and Vanguard, you know, the super duper multi-trillion dollar investment,
buying up all kinds of residential property. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And they're buying it without inspecting it, and they're giving them. They're like they might give double the price of whatever they're asking it.
Yeah.
Right.
Real weird.
So what's that do? That's going to drive up the real estate cost, of course, and it's going to drive up real estate appraisal.
Create a bubble from hell. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And then the affordable housing for the lower income or no income or you know even up to the middle income, it's going to affect us across the board.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Zero Hedge, and all them guys have been warning about this bubble. This housing bubble is about to pop. So,
yeah, and then we've got several states, and I know one of them just recently I just learned about that Tennessee has outlawed camping out in public ground, right?
Yeah.
To the point of making it a felony, Robert, making it a felony. I'm like going, you've got to be kidding me, Tennessee, of all places, God, man. And so, and the lower to middle income, it's affecting middle incomes too, because I'm telling you, man, and it's the squeeze. And then cutting off supply, it's just, there's a lot of dots that they put forth over time, and now they're activating those dots, and they're connecting the dots and orchestrating the thing big time in our face. And it's good that we all got to stay on top of this and see the best we can to do to sidestep this disaster bull crap, man, I'm telling you. Anyway.
All right.
I'll let you go with that. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Now, here's another one. The UK, 2 million deer are being monitored for COVID after virus spreads in U.S. herds. So, look, here's what they're going to do there with all the deer herds. Oh, the deer got a COVID. We need to kill them all. And so then all them people out there want to live off the land. And when some crap really hits the fan, guess what? Oh, the deer had to be all, killed, just like they're killing all these birds, right? You know, I can see it. Jack in California. Jack, greetings.
Evening, Ravel. Hey,
what's up?
Blackbird turned me on to you. It's funny how these characters got to destruct the world to fix it, right? To
cool. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's great. Isn't
it? Yeah. I like your hypothesis, but I want to pose a question to you.
Okay.
Do you think the middle-class Jews in the United States got tipped off not to get vaccinated?
You know, that's a tough one. I think it was probably not necessarily the middle class. I think the kabod types, the religious ones are already like shove it. They're not doing it. But I think as far
but the
as
New
sec-
Jersey, New York ones living on the West Coast,
I think. But they had to be part of some sort of a network. You know, all the major Jewish organizations, I think you can go to councilofpresidents.org, and it's got, you know, all the, you know, American Jewish Committee, tons of them. I think probably they put the word out to everybody involved with Jewry. Your secular ones that are married to Catholics and so forth, oh, they need to go anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Gotta get rid of that diversity.
Well, hey, if they that's a pretty big sin to a lot of them, you know, for a Jew to marry a goy, especially a Christian goy.
They also co-opt it, right? I think David Duke called it diversity is strength, right? That's how they look at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's nuts. Go ahead.
So I think maybe they staged a vaccination at synagogues and Jewish public centers, civic centers, and they got two control groups, right? They got the one that knows that they're getting a saline solution and that the kill shot's for the goy, and then there's the Jews that don't know that they're getting a saline saline solution to think they're getting the real deal. So then go out there and go, oh, I got the shot. Right?
Well, you know, I look at the way this was rolled out too, and I think different lots, like when they open this thing up to like government employees type thing, like right at the beginning, I bet you a lot of those were not hot. I bet you they were a lot of safe, because I think they want the government type people in place for a while. So I think they rolled the hot ones out at your local CVS and your local Walgreens and that sort of thing. Like when various governments did it, especially for government employees, my hypothesis is that those were pretty innocuous lots, if you know what I mean, just so they could keep, you know, your enforcer class on the job and so forth. And then I think as the later you go, I think the more terrible these things are. I think if you were about to go out and get a shot right now, you're probably screwed. You see what I mean? I think they've turned like the heat up in the boiling frog kind of thing here, to where at first they were like, all right, the water's warm, you know, only one out of a thousand's bad. And then they, you know what I'm saying? I think they keep the vice turning and tighter and tighter. And now one out of whatever's, you know, really, really going to cause some adverse events and that sort of thing. That's my kind of, that's where I'm at with it. I think if you go out and get a shot now, you're crazy.
Well, I'll tell you, I intuitively feel, my gut instinct tells me that they got tipped off. They were told stay away.
Well, just like the messaging, just like the messaging system, 9/11. What is that, Odeo or one of them, where they all got these messages not to go into the work that day. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exact same scenario.
Yeah.
You know, I know you're former military. I myself aren't, but I come from a family of several that have fought in all the Zionist wars for the Greater Israel Project.
Yeah.
And I'm really amazed at a lot of special force operators, as sophisticated as they are in worldview, doing the stuff that they do. A lot of them are, most of them that I, you know, consume their thoughts, whether they're trainers or gun range trainers and so forth. Mm-hmm. They're all PW'd for Israel. What is that? I don't understand.
Well,
that.
I think that's a compartmentalization, number one. Number two, the military, there's this whole swath of military that's Krav Maga and, you know, Israeli fighting systems and weapon systems and tactics to deal with the enemy, and, you know, they cross training and so forth. And so there's a lot of that there. There's almost a Zio brainwashing mill in the combat arms community in the military, to where it's like they feel this connection with the Israelis due to their own brainwashing, that they think that, oh, they're always fighting terrorists and so forth and so on. Even though when you find out that Shin Bet set up Hamas and all the rest of this crap.
ISIS, Senator John McCain, Admiral McCain.
Yeah.
It's a long list of losers.
Well, Lyndon Johnson, I want that goddamn ship to the bottom of the ocean. Talking about the Liberty,
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, if these guys knew the truth, we could fix things pretty quickly.
Well, that's what Alan Sobrowski said, but it never came to fruition, did it? Not enough people reach critical mass with the tipping point in their brain to realize that it's just like, hey, everybody that poses as your friend in the geopolitical chessboard is not your friend.
I like that guy. He's a good Jew. Not many of them, but he's certainly a Jewish American patriot.
Yeah. All right, man. Good talking to
you. Thanks. Have a good night.
All right. See ya. Let's take Chance in West Virginia. Chance, what's up?
Yes. Howdy, Robert. You know, Robert, I'd like your opinion regarding this distribution disruption. You know, I can't help but wonder what role the commie labor unions, such as the Longshore unions,
mm-hmm,
what part Yeah, what part this might play in this also? What's your opinion, Robert?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a component to this. When you're looking at the guys that load rail, the guys that unload these ships, the container ships and everything else, there's definitely has to be some sort of incentive for these guys to not work at capacity and to intentionally sabotage our supply chains. And so what is it? You get to go home and drink at full pay or what? I don't know. There's something there with the leadership of these various labor organizations, because you would have more whistleblowers. You know, maybe they're paying them off. You know, the AFL-CIO, Trumka was a real turd running the AFL-CIO. So, you know, your old school George Meany, and even though he had his warts and barnacles, labor now is in the hands of complete Marxists. Except the building trades and so forth. But even those guys will sell you out in a heartbeat for money. So it really depends on, you know, union to union. But there's not that many patriots left in the leadership, let's just say, of a lot of these unions.
Yep, that's what I've been thinking about, Robert. Now, thank you for taking my call, and God bless you now, brother.
All right, see ya. Let me see. This is up on Zero Hedge. Time columnist denounces free speech as a white man's obsession. Oh, boy. So the anti-free speech movement has been embraced by Democratic leaders, including Biden, as well as academics who now claim China was right on censorship. However, a Time magazine column by national correspondent Charlotte Alter was still shocking in how mainstream anti-free speech views have become. So now it's a white man's obsession. You see, because that's what? We're the ones who are slated for genocide, okay? And so the first person that is slated for genocide, you don't have free speech. Then you don't have the right to protect yourself. Oh, what are they doing? They're at war right now with our right to protect ourselves, aren't we? Especially with a gun. You're going to end up in the hooscow if you're in a hostile jurisdiction with one of these Soros prosecutors. Even if it was a clean shot, somebody coming in your house, you shoot them and you're probably going to jail in some of these jurisdictions. You really got to watch it. Here's one. The CDC reports its first human case of avian influenza. Oh, a Colorado man has tested positive for H5 bird flu virus, the first such case in the U.S. Oh, isn't that interesting? You know, it's like, give me a break. I had a bunch. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, about 12 clips I didn't get to. I don't know how many articles, but BlackRock and Vanguard taking over centralized food production technologies and will have near total control over the future food supply in America. Greg Reese over at InfoWars put one out just in the last day or so talking about Big Pharma. Impregnating all this mRNA and nanotech into all the foods. Animal feed halt is a Biden regime attempt to wipe out all livestock and usher in a new era of disgusting test tube meat. Isn't that nice? Get some bugs and fake meat. Euthanasia in Canada is not only legal but encouraged for the poor, as in the film Soylent Green. This is on leozagami.com. And he gets into, you know, there's some sort of a toxic spirit in Western Europeans, especially the Netherlands and so forth, that are all into this wanting to kill each other and so forth. really, really crazy. Another article he has up, which is a very fascinating read, which I'm not going to be able to get into, is unprecedented clash between Ukrainian and Russian Freemasonry and the secrets of Russia. It's up on leozagami.com. Definitely worth a read. And he's got some interviews there that he did with a couple characters. So definitely read that. I mean, I was listening today on Speak Free, the Orthodox Nationalist broadcast from Matthew Johnson, and he was really digging into this Third Rome, basically the war on, Orthodoxy, and you know the prongs of the Vatican and the Jewish mob going at the Orthodox, religion and the Slavs, the Orthodox people. And look at this. This is a divide and conquer of Orthodox people here in Ukraine and Russia. And this gets into the schism of 1054. I mean, I got an article up from State of the Nation. It's a really good one. It's called Why Russia. And it just came out, I think, it came out today. Why is Russia, the Russian bear, always the boogeyman? And it gets into some of the stuff. There are at least 14 major historical events, geopolitical dynamics, global conspiracies, international plots, which have set up Russia to be the target of the powers that be today. The number one, Kingdom of Khazaria versus the Rus people. Number two, Great Schism of 1054. That's when the Orthodox and the Catholic Church broke up. Catholic Church has been doing all kinds of skullduggery, trying to unify the Great Schism. Vatican Jesuits versus the Russian Orthodox Church. Bolshevik Revolution triggered by London, Frankfurt, and New York City. Ashkenazi banksters and Zionist warmongers started World War II to conquer Russia. Jewish oligarchy, Greater Israel Project, Anglo-American Axis versus BRICS. It's a really good article, and it's called Why Russia? Why is the Russian bear always the boogeyman? Stateofthenation.co. Look it up. It's pretty good. We'll see you guys on the other side. Next week. God willing, and hope y'all enjoyed the material and the broadcast and the callers. Thanks, everybody.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.